Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
Ah, welcome, Arash Arish. Now, this week's visiting critic is the rising star, Tola McKay. She's risen at this stage because, of course, you'll remember the close of 2020, that bad year we had, the powerful rendition of the Saw Doctor song, N17. Now she's, well, pop R&B, isn't it?
Exactly, that's what I do.
You've evolved.
I have.
And as we know, the visiting critic, we get people to go into the areas of discomfort for them. You're not a fan of telly soap operas?
No.
The soaps?
Never watched them. The only one that I could remember kind of like being part of, well, not that I was part of it, in passing, was EastEnders.
That was on in the house growing up, was
it? Well, not my house. My mum had like a family friend in Wexford, and we'd always go and visit them, like I think every Saturday. And she would literally make us sit down and watch it.
So you went to visit the friend? And
yeah.
That is like what soaps do to people. Forced you to
She's like, right, my show's on, everyone sit down now.
I remember that growing up as well. Welcome. We're just watching this now. Yeah. And you expect the telly to go off, but no.
No, it's the soap, it's EastEnders.
What about your comfort zone in general? Are you good at getting outside of your area?
I'm good at getting outside of my comfort zone. I may scream a little or be like, oh, no, I don't want to do it. But then like when I'm actually doing it, I'm like, oh, yeah, it was grand. And I was actually good at it. Great, yes.
When you were younger, a shy girl, I think, in Tullamore.
Yes.
Were you kind of like not looking to break through in places? You were keeping your head down?
The thing is, I was shy and quiet, but when I liked something, I would still do it even if I was afraid. So competitions was like the thing I would constantly do. And I love to give myself a bit of a challenge.
Singing competitions.
I started doing like singing competitions since the age of like 13 and right up to like I was 18 across the Midlands. And they're very scary. You're not guaranteed anything.
Cruel as well. The points, the way they kind of score.
They do.
It's an impossible thing, isn't it?
Yeah. And then you also have to kind of like have friends to come and vote for you for things. Right. So imagine going around to ask people that when you don't even talk to people in the first place.
And the lobbying.
Oh, you have to go on.
Okay. So we got you to watch. What soaps were you watching this week?
You've got me to watch Fair City and Coronation Street.
Okay, we'll go with Carrie first of all.
Okay.
I'm kind of speculating. You're now the test. Can you start a soap from scratch and just dive in and figure out what's going on?
With Coronation, I actually found it a little bit difficult because I was like, one, they're not saying each other's names. They're just like talking to each other. And then everyone is a main character. Like everyone that you see, like literally has something that's going on with them.
And you've never seen Coronation?
No, I've never. Not one episode. I know the theme song though.
Yeah, isn't that funny that you would know that?
Yeah, because it came on an ad for EastEnders, you see, before. That's why.
What is happening in Corrie at the minute?
In Corrie at the moment, so there's this brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Cameron, I don't know his name. And he's having an affair with his brother's wife.
The affair is the central thing.
But he's cheating on his brother's wife with a fella.
What?
Yeah.
This is like every soap line has finally emerged. It's Kevin Webster, by the way, who I remember from seeing Coronation Street the 30 plus years ago.
Nice.
Still there. He's married to Sally, but he's married to someone else now. Oh. Sally was having an affair. Oh. The way around. There was definitely an affair.
There's always an affair.
Was it a good? Was a good kind of tension?
It's great tension, but no one knows about this thing that he's keeping from them. Sorry if this is a spoiler, but yeah.
But these things have already been broadcast. If you're devoted,
that's
to soap,
actually
it's
true.
Not a spoiler.
Yeah. Okay. Grand. Sorry.
Is that all that's happening? It's all revolving.
There's other things happening in the sidelines. So I know there's kind of like these older people, and they're going on like dating. What do they call them? Where you kind of go in, you're sitting.
Speed dating,
which is so cute because I'm like, yes, you should never give up on love. Like if you're 50 plus, you can still find your person.
See, the soaps are brilliant.
I actually thought that was really cute. I actually thought that was lovely. But like those are the storylines that I like.
Was there a villain in the episodes?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
There is a really narcissistic guy. I think he's in a gay relationship, and he I don't know what his problem is, but I can't figure it out because I literally have just watched like a few episodes.
You actually sound exercised. You sound like you're talking about someone that you don't like in
because,
your own circle.
Yeah, because I'm like, why is he acting like that? Why is he being manipulative? And then he's pretending that other people are being manipulative. You know, when someone like...
a narcissist will do
that. Yeah, when they're like, oh, yeah, exactly, projection. And it's like... well, no, actually, you're the one that's being a bit of a devil. And I do think he's also cheating on his partner, to be honest.
Mm. Oh, it's an affair, of course.
Plot twist.
Like tick, tick, tick for the soaps. An awful whore and an affair. what's happening on Fair City then? Easier
Fair
to follow,
City.
I think you. Is your...
Oh, listen, thank you very much, Damien, Dean, Raid. I took all your names down. See, I could follow those ones.
As they tell you whose name
yes,
is who.
Yeah, very they'll good. Say their names plenty yeah. of time. It was great. And, of course, an affair. That's the only reason why I remembered their names, because I was like, okay, Damien is the one that just came back from jail. Don't know what he did. Dean, yes, I think I'm right about that.
Whatever
Dean,
he did, it was a whole season.
But he just came back. His wife, Mairead, has now fallen in love with his best friend, Dean. And Dean... listen, shout out to Damien. He's a better man than I am because I would have definitely, I think, knocked, maybe give some punches to Dean.
Because unlike the Kevin and the other affair in Carnation, yeah. everybody knows about this affair.
Yeah, everyone knew while he was away, you know. And now he's a changed man. He's come back and he's like not, because I think he used to be a bit like physical with people. I think that's why he went to jail.
Right.
But,
to do it.
Yeah, so
but
now,
he's rehabilitated now.
Yeah. And now Dean is making it seem like, oh, he's this, it's because of love. I love your wife. Like imagine confessing to your best mate that, oh, no, what we have is serious. I love her. Shocking.
You make it sound like period drama. And he's like, we love her. I think
no,
it's more like he's
the way,
love her.
That's the way he was going on about it. And that's why I was saying Damien is a better man than I am, because I was like, I would not be sitting now. Imagine someone telling you while you were away, slaving away in jail, you know, recovering from your sins. And now your wife is like here with your
you're
best
into the,
mate.
You're into this. I love
I'm
it.
Actually not. I'm
it.
Not. I'm into the drama.
You're into
I like
the
a good drama.
Drama.
Yes.
Aside from affairs, is there something else happening in Fair City at the moment?
Yeah, there's a guy getting bullied at work. I can't remember his name, but that's kind of like on the side.
Nothing nice happens.
And then really. There's a lady, and I'm trying to figure out when she had the coma. Was it when she gave birth? No, it couldn't have been when she gave birth. But she has a baby that she hasn't seen.
And she's in a coma and she has
she
given
came
birth
out of a coma.
Yeah.
But there's a baby that exists.
We were chatting about this upstairs. We think it was to do with the car crash, but Fair City fans will let us know. But you see, you're dipping into the soap. That's what's interesting about your review.
I thought there was like domestic violence that happened. Because
so where's the baby now?
Because the baby is with the fella that she, the partner that she had the baby with. But I don't think they get on.
Right.
And I saw that he had a black eye, so I assumed that there was domestic issues.
Oh my, it's a good storyline though, isn't it? So she obviously, when she wakes up from her coma, she's going to discover, she's going to go, where's the baby?
Yeah,
the baby's in the worst place you could imagine.
Exactly.
It's with the
that was my
the fella.
That was my.
What's everyone? Is everyone kind of supporting the man?
No, they're not supporting him. But I feel like there's something colluding. Like I think they're trying to get the baby. Either the guy, the fella, he's trying to see if he can win some case of having the baby. And I don't understand. Like I don't know what the
it's a major commitment
issue
in soaps is. Are you up for the major commitment? Would you watch it again? By the way, either of them.
I'm sorry. No, I wouldn't. So yeah.
What's the reason for that?
I have my dedicated shows, my binge watching trashy shows.
Right.
And those are my Real Housewives. I love them.
Sorry, the Real Housewives?
Yes. The franchise.
I thought it was going to be some high art.
No, I do have my high art. Like you have to, if you're going to watch Real Housewives, you must have like the really incredible, you know, you have to sit down and think about this, observe and like... But with Real Housewives, if I need like social commentary and like what's happening and like affairs and someone stealing and doing, yeah.
You see, you're soap, you're kind of soap, the nodes.
I'm soaped out.
The lobes in your brain are already covered by Real
Housewives.
Exactly. Is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? Is that the one?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, London, Salt Lake City, Lagos, Durban. The
Real Housewives of Lagos.
Yes. Oh my God. You're in for a treat.
What is the Nigerian version of this horror show like?
It is literally the same fabulous women showing us their lives, but also being so disillusioned to like what's currently going on for everyone. And they're like, you know what? I'm just going to, because I can, I'm just going to buy a new car and I'm going to buy a whole new wardrobe. And because we have this fashion show, I'm going to create this and pretend that I have a charity I care about.
That sounds amazing. Would you learn anything about Nigeria's current public sphere if you watched The Real Housewives?
You would, actually.
Actually would, yeah.
I think, especially for like the first seasons, they really like to show the cultural aspect of the country. So like, for example, with Real Housewives of London, I'm confused as to why they're showing everything to be like really uppity and
very find anything out.
Fine and very like particular. And I'm like, oh, it's because they're obviously catering to the American audience.
Right.
So they make it very cultural.
But the Lagos version doesn't care about the outside world because tens of millions of people in Nigeria watching.
Yeah, and we're global as well. We're everywhere, like the Irish, we're everywhere. So there's a whole diaspora. So,
there is a kind of similarity, isn't there?
Oh, huge. There's a running joke that if there isn't a Nigerian in the country isn't doing well. But so like, okay. Yeah.
That the same could be said for Ireland. For
exactly,
Irish people. Yes,
exactly.
We wouldn't be there unless it was a place to go to
exactly.
to better your life.
Exactly.
Your new music, by the way, is reflecting, isn't it, your whole heritage and where you've come
yes,
from?
Yes, it is. I think it's the first time I've been like really honest with just sharing my identity and also the confusion of it all, and also just sharing like really honest moments in my career where I've felt a little bit frustrated, but I've also understood that despite the issues that one may face, it's really important to just keep going and having perseverance and having resilience. And I really wanted to show that with my songs, but also the identity, cultural aspects of what I go through.
Was something holding you back up to now to jump into that?
Yes, I think I assumed that I needed like the right team, the right management, the right label, the right everything, everything that brings it all together. And what I'm learning is everything is a journey, and you have to... What's best is that you are the center of what it is that you're creating and that you're understanding what it is that you're building. And I think at times I deferred those things that I needed to ask for myself to other people. And I just didn't have the time or I felt like I didn't have the time or the range to do
because
it myself.
Of Real Housewives of Lagos was
taking
a bit.
No.
But no, you have the confidence, isn't that why?
Yeah, but it took like... not having confidence to rebuild the confidence and remind myself why I am doing what I'm doing.
What will we hear if we tune into your new EP, People Still Cry in Summer?
You will hear I Am. You will hear tracks called Lonely, Trust, Become the Fire, Blackbird. And it's all just a way of remembering that you can become who it is that you need to become.
You begin Blackbird with African in my core. Done explaining myself.
Yes. Surprisingly, I did a EP launch on Friday at the Big Romance, and I asked a lot of people which songs they liked, and the top one that received high marks was Blackbird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is inspired by Nina Simone a little bit.
Is it?
Yeah, because she has a song called Blackbird.
Yes.
And I love the way she used like the drums to kind of like emphasize like this movement, but also the song is so sad, and it's eerie in a way that is really honest at the same time. And I just really wanted to find a way to be honest, but change it in a way that I'm like, no, I'm going to make this situation better for myself.
Did you ever see What Happened, Miss Simone, that Netflix documentary? It's incredible.
I find watching artist documentaries really, really hard. Like I get goosebumps to the point that I'm like, I feel like I'm living their life. It's really bad. Yeah, it's
very
like,
empathetic.
Yeah, too empathetic. Yeah, I feel too much. I often have to have like a bit of a detachment.
You can't feel too much. You've had us all crying before.
Yeah.
Damien Donegal Tolu is absolutely brilliant. I could listen to her all day. Please, please have her in every Friday. She's brightened up my morning.
Oh, lovely.
Alice says, thank you, Tolu. I've never watched Coronation Street. After Tolu's hilarious review, there's no need for me to do it. Yeah, because we've learned everything. Get on Tolu McKay to review TV on a regular basis. I promise I will pay my TV license on time. Deal.
Deal. That's gas.
Where can people see you? What are the plans?
Oh, yes. So I will be supporting Ruth Ann at Sugar Club on the 15th of October. I will be supporting Dan Whitlam on the 24th of October. I will be performing at the Guinness Cork Jazz Festival on the 25th, which is the big one. Please get your tickets because I'll have my full band. And then on the 26th, I will be in Westport performing at the Festival. And then I'll be in London for London Irish Centre if you're in London. And then I have a few shows that I'm planning
for
a mini
tour.
Will you
do that London one? People will
always
ask.
It's going to be at the London Irish Centre.
In November.
In November, yes, on the 13th or 12th.
People Still Cry in Summer, it's out now. ToluMcKayOfficial.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you so much. I'll play some of I Am.
Thank you.
From this new EP. Thanks a million. See you for the next review.